Today, the Church celebrates the solemnity of the body and blood of Christ, once called Corpus Christi. And our gospel reading today comes to us from John chapter 6, verses 51 to 58. Jesus said to the Jewish crowds, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." So the Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." Several years ago, my sister sent me an email with a story about two brothers. You may have heard it. The brothers, Ryan, age 6, and Dan, age 4, were sitting at the breakfast table one Saturday morning as their mother was preparing pancakes for them. Ryan and Dan began to argue about who would get the first pancake. As the argument escalated, the mother decided that this would be a good time to teach her sons a good lesson in Christian charity. She turned to her boys and said, "You boys should really think about how Jesus would act in this situation. Do you think Jesus would be arguing about who should get the first pancake?" "Of course not," she said. "Jesus would say, 'I don't need the first pancake. I can wait. I will let my brother have the first pancake.'" The mother turned back toward the stove, satisfied that she had put some food for thought into their heads. And then she heard Ryan turn to his younger brother and say, "You know, she's right, Dan. You be Jesus." "You be Jesus," Ryan's three-word admonition to his younger brother, while funny, is the heart of our baptismal acceptance of the role of disciple of the risen Jesus. As parents struggling to raise your children, you be Jesus in your love and patience. As neighbors and citizens, you be Jesus in your commitment to justice and the common good. As a business professional, you be Jesus in your single-minded focus on maintaining the highest moral and ethical standards. In seeking to bring the love of God into every life we touch, you be Jesus. In seeking God's will in all things, you be Jesus. In embracing the spirit of humility that opens up new possibilities for reconciliation and healing, you be Jesus. Each of us is called to be a messenger of the love and peace of Christ. We do this through our imitation of Christ in all things, in all situations, and toward all peoples. We pray that our actions and imitation on behalf of Jesus may fill our hearts and our souls with a genuine and constant desire to bring Christ's presence to all people, and that we may be a part of leading others to the kingdom of God by our example on our own journeys.